course, Laura is the Cass County Conservation Naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, there's a lot going on with our feathered friends right now. And, you know, I drove by the Schoberg's the other day, and the water's kind of closing in. Yeah. There were a lot of those black and gray birds in there, but there was a bunch of white ones, too.
Yay! Yes, we still have about 70 swans hanging around Atlantic. And yes, the ice is getting smaller. We are a little worried, but you know, that Lake 4 has frozen over twice in the last 20 years. So let's hope that we can, that they survive through the weekend and we still got some open water for our story with the swans.
Yeah, what happens if it all closes in?
So in the year, in the 2 years that they that it's happened, the for 1 year that it only froze over for like 2 or 3 days, the Council Bluffs tailings pond over there right on the Missouri River is so warm coming out of the power plant. That's where they usually go if we freeze over, and then they come back. And they opened it up after that. In 2009 and 2010, it happened in the middle of January, and they actually didn't come back that year. So we're just hoping that there's enough and enough Canada geese and everybody to stay warm for the 2 days. It's going to be bitterly
maybe
cold.
If they keep enough of them in there, maybe their body heat will. I don't know. But what a challenge it is.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And so that Lake 4 is very deep. So that helps us out as well.
And so, of course, you want some swans to be there because you have the annual swan soiree coming up.
Yes. And so the swans upcoming in 2018, 2019, it'll be the 20th year of them here. And we have had 15 years of the soiree with swans. So we're going to celebrate that a little bit this year. We did a little extra what we're going to be doing out there at the lake. We will have some Trumpeter Swan Society merchandise available for purchase donation we'll have magnets.
Celebrate.
Yeah, celebrate. And we'll have magnets and decals, $4 each. And the money goes right back to the Trumpeter Swan Society, which is a national Trumpeter Swan restoration nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And so they work with all of the states, and they're excited that we get to, three soirees. We're not the only ones to do this either. So,
are the others located?
Walnut Woods is our other closest one for over in Des Moines. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, we hope you don't miss this one.
Yeah.
And date, time, place?
Yeah, it'll be January 6th. And then we start at 11 a.m. And the last presentation will be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the presentations just go every half an hour. If it would happen to ice over, or that there's no swans, or the weather would be bad, right now it's looking like it's supposed to warm up, according to our meteorologists.
We'll just think it's so warm.
We will think 32 degrees is warm. We're hoping for great weather that day. But if not, we will, of course, have that announced out on the radio. And our backup location is the noon hour from 12 to 1 at the Atlantic Public Library.
Okay, so it goes ahead regardless.
Yes.
Pretty much a weather.
Just warm, and we'll have some hot chocolate
and some hot dogs
if we're out at the lake, and we might start a bonfire and stay warm.
Sounds
a little
like
bit.
Fun.
So
is there a fee for this?
Nope, it's just free will donations. Everything that we do that day with the swans goes into a special fund just for taking care of the trumpeter swans. We have bird flappers that we've fundraised for in the past. Our new span is over between Lake 3 and Lake 4 on the railroad ties. So if you haven't seen those, that's where our new span is. And the corn that we kind of help keep them fed on these really cold days that are coming up, that they might not leave the lake. So supplement them with a little bit of food.
Okay, and do you still have the situation where people can go buy corn?
We will do that starting in January.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. We'll start that in January. Our fill the feeder with Orchlands here in Atlantic. So
okay.
Yep, gotta wait till January 2nd though to start that.
Okay. but just January 6th is the date for the soiree. So
yeah.
It's kind of fun. I'm sure you have some people who been there probably every year
yes,
for 15
and we have
years.
People that come visit from every, you know, lots of different states. We put it out on a lot of the bird tourism websites through Facebook and things like that. We had over 100 last year of swans for 20 days straight, and we became known that we were having that many.
Yes.
So right now we've got 70. And you never know with the weather hunkering down, that might bring in more. You never know.
So come and check it out for sure. And of course, it says at Shelburgh's right there off of Highway 83, right?
Yep.
I mean, as you drive by, you can see where it is for sure. But there have been a lot of other things going on and things planned. You had a bird count
in December. So
yes.
We had a Christmas bird count in December. And so we did that already. And that is just taking account of all the species in Cass County, a specific area in Cass County. And looking at what ones are here and what ones should be here, they kind of take that data back and look at migration patterns and weather patterns and things like that.
Did you see anything exciting? You say, oh.
We had a golden eye, which is a duck, out at Lake 3 and Lake 4 out of Shelburgh Quarry. We had lots of different hawks besides our usual bald eagles, you know.
I was going to say,
we always kind of have a competition
eagles?
Of which half gets to see the most bald eagles, things like that. And I think the Griswold Lewis half won this year for that.
Okay.
But yeah, we have that. And you might be hearing about, we have some other ones in the area, but if they're happening this weekend, a lot of them are being canceled
and moved on
to their alternative date because of the weather.
But then you have another local one coming up in February.
February is our backyard bird count. So our backyard bird count, anyone can participate all weekend, doesn't matter where you are. And that is nationwide. We do a great backyard bird count, and that'll be the 16th through the 18th of February. And so that weekend, you can go ahead and count birds. We plan on doing a snowshoe night hike that weekend as well. And you'll probably see we'll have a how to do this.
Good.
The weekend before on February 10th on that Saturday. So,
because as I recall, you don't just, well, I'll look out the window now. It's a little more regulated.
Yeah, it's a little bit more scientific, but it's okay also if you don't know what you're seeing, because there's a way to mark that on your on your box, and that's okay too.
So it's I guess that's for beginners. If you say, well, I can't participate because I don't know any of those birds. Well, you can.
Yes,
so plan to do that. And you mentioned snowshoes.
Yes. Yes, we will be doing lots of snowshoe programs in February, and we'll be doing school programs in January with our snowshoes. So if you're interested in checking out snowshoes, definitely give my office a call. And that is 769-2372 for any information of what we've been talking about so far, too. Our new newsletter will be coming out here right after the soiree with Swans Gets Over. So.
And I might run a reminder. Folks, I mean, they can get that in the U.S. mail, but
yep, we got it in email. You can get it in email in full color.
Yeah, full color. Okay. So. And so, where do they go to find that?
Yeah, AtlanticIowa.com, and you can click on the county and then the county departments, and you'll see conservation and you'll see all sorts of interesting things.
So, and you mentioned you are doing, as usual, lots of programs in school. That's just an important part of your job.
Yes. Yep. It goes all year round with school programs or winter camps. We got some no school days coming up, so the winter camps are also on our website. If you've got a kindergarten through second grade, that our winter camp will take place in January and one other day in February. So depending on when your district has off on those days.
Okay.
Come see us.
So get the kids involved too. And I know you always have volunteer jobs if somebody'd like to get involved.
Yes. Come on out to the soiree and dress
involved.
Warm.
Yes.
As usual. But
so, okay, so we've kind of talked about February and March, but again, remind us of the one that's coming right up on.
So, Soiree with the Swans is January 6th from 11 to 2 p.m. The programs start every half an hour, so it's come and go as you please. We'll have hot dogs and hot chocolate if we're out at the lake. If we're not out at the lake, we will, of course, announce that on air, and the backup location is the public library over the noon hour. So.
All right, great. Well, thank you for all of your work, Laura, and best wishes for a new year.
Yay, 2018.
Yes. And here's some advice for a new year, too. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today.